Last week, the Screen Actors Guild, or SAG-AFTRA, announced they were going on strike. And joining us to discuss this is casting director Jody Purdy Quinlan, who is also a member of that union. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. How are you today?
Doing well. So when it comes to the strike, it seems like two major issues around this involve streaming platforms and AI. Could you explain that?
So streaming platforms are what we call new media. We have a new media contract agreement with producers. And so it's different than feature films and network television programs in that with basically when they came up with this new media contract, nobody knew anything about what was going to happen with streaming. And as you know, streaming is the thing. And so with streaming, we don't have the same protections. There aren't residuals. So, you know, they can just keep going and playing these shows over and over again, and the actors are not getting compensated. So that's one of the major issues. And then the other issue, did you ask, was about the AI?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, so the AI, artificial intelligence, they are actually looking for just for the streaming, you know, not regular film productions and such. They want to be able to take a background actor, also known as an extra, and scan them with their equipment and be able to then take their image and use it over and over again, and so that they don't ever have to book another background actor again, and they can use this image and only pay them for one day of work, which, you know, if it's under 8 hours, is basically $170-$180 a day, somewhere in that range. So, and then use them in perpetuity, you know, forever and ever, and never have to pay them again. So that's a big issue.
Now, there's also some more traditional issues involving wages and pensions, too.
Yes. So right now, it's an actor has to make $26,000 a year in order to get their health insurance and to contribute to the pension. And also, residuals are not included in that. So take somebody like Lou Asner, may he rest in peace, who, you know, we've all known forever, you know, he had a brilliant career. And a gentleman like Lou could not get health insurance unless he earned $26,000 that year as an actor, and not earned residuals are not part of it. So that's a big deal. You know, and also $26,000 a year as a background actor, that's a lot of money to have to earn in order to be able to get health insurance. So they need to make some changes in that area as well.
Now, how many local productions do you expect will be impacted by this strike?
All of them. So anything that was planned or anything that was currently filming has shut down. And so there, I believe, were four productions currently happening here in Massachusetts that were in production and were shut down. So that means you're not only putting actors out of work, you are putting the entire crew, which falls under a different union called IATSE. And so we have, you know, the Teamsters, the truck drivers, the camera operators, the lighting guys, the sound guys, the hair and makeup people, the caterers. I mean, the list goes on and on for the crew that are working every day on this production who now are no longer working.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me. Take care.
Thank you. You as well.